At North Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to you. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio. I am merely Mike Sam, alongside the great John Ray. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year, our first show of 2017.
Happy New Year, and it's going to be a great year. We're going to be off to a great start as of today.
Yes, and we've got a doozy of a show. You have outdone yourself, John.
This is a great one. This is going to be a great one.
Very interesting guest today. We have Denson Pepper, CPA, Robert Averett with 180 Solutions, and Scott Childress with Shield and Defender. So it should be a great show. We're looking forward to meet our guests. So let's go ahead and just get started.
Let's do it.
We'll lead off with Denson Pepper, CPA. Denson, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you.
Tell us about your work. You're not just a typical CPA, but you help people that sometimes get in trouble with the IRS.
I do a lot of work with people that get behind on paying their income taxes if they happen to file their income tax returns. Believe it or not, there are a lot of people that don't file their returns for multiple years. And those are the folks that I typically see this time of year when it comes time for current filing. Those people sometimes feel that when they don't get a notice from the IRS that they're under the radar forever. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. And once you get that first notice, then they're going to start looking for all those prior year non-filed returns.
All right. So you brought it up, Denson. So let me ask you, for that person who goes, well, I haven't filed in years and I haven't heard from them, you know, I think, you know, they'll never find me.
Right.
What do you tell them?
Well, I tell them they will. One way or another, especially with the IRS nowadays, they are depending more upon very sophisticated software that can go and cull databases, and they communicate with the state income tax authorities. And what has also precipitated this is oftentimes nowadays when you go to buy a home or you go to refinance your home or you go to buy an auto, more often than not, they're going to be asking to see a copy of your income tax return, or they're going to get your authority to request the return from the IRS. And once that occurs, then you got yourself in a quandary. It might be that you otherwise could qualify for that mortgage, but you hadn't paid your income taxes for several years. The IRS probably hasn't filed federal tax liens at that point. But once that occurs, then that opens up consequences that you really don't want to confront at that point if the IRS finds out and starts sending you those notices.
So, Denson, what I hear you saying is that it's just a matter of time before you get found. I mean, given the way software identification works and the much more sophisticated way the IRS has to track you down, it's just a matter of time before you get found.
It is. I deal with folks that hadn't filed in 12, 15 years. In some cases, I'm not sure they've ever filed with assets. And oftentimes, they're in their 50s and 60s, nearing hopeful retirement. And that's when they get scared. That's when they get scared, when they've got all this money accumulated, in part because they didn't pay their income taxes. They will track you if you start receiving Social Security. They're also authorized to be garnishing a percentage of that every month, even if you're 65 or 70 years of age, for repayment. It doesn't go away. It doesn't disappear. I try to reach these people and talk to them about it before we get into a spot where after 5 or 6 years, it doesn't bother them anymore that they're not filing. Once you get that mental wall up, that's the most difficult thing that I find.
So what are the consequences of not filing? What happens?
Well, technically, it's a crime not to file. They probably, in most cases, they're not going to go after you for non-filing unless they can prove fraud, flagrant fraud. Or in the case of Mr. Snipes, if he went out and decided not to pay income taxes on millions of dollars, and then his advisor told him to go in and file a refund for what he had paid. Both of those gentlemen went to jail. The IRS is not interested in pursuing folks. They're not interested in devoting scarce resources to finding folks and pursuing them and communicating with them. What they really want you to do is get back on the rolls, do what you're supposed to be doing. And if you can't pay it all currently, then there are a variety of alternatives: an installment agreement repayment plan, in some cases an offer and compromise, in some cases what's called currently not collectible, which means that based upon what your income and your allowable deductions are on a monthly basis, you're just barely making it. So they will give you maybe another year, and then they'll revisit it to see if your financial situation has changed.
We're talking with Denson Pepper, CPA, here on North Fulton Business Radio. You obviously work with individuals and businesses that are having tax issues.
Yes.
People that haven't filed and so forth. You obviously work with people that obviously do follow the law, I assume.
Yes.
And don't have problems as well. But you do specialize in this. What kind of made you decide you want to help these people and kind of concentrate a little bit more of your business on that?
Well, it turned out about 5 or 6 years ago, I've been doing accounting tax compliance work for over 30 years, I began to see more and more of it. And believe it or not, there are a lot of people that, number one, haven't filed in a long time and are now beginning to think about it. There's another group of folks that filed their return but couldn't make payment on what they reported as their tax due on the return. The problem I see with that is a lot of them become so scared or so belligerent that they won't communicate with the IRS. They won't set up a plan, and they start receiving the notices, and then we start getting into potential levy situations or garnishment or going after federal benefits, and it just doesn't go away. It's difficult to confront. That's what I try to do with folks. We need to have, it's a process going forward. And frankly, the IRS, since 1998, with the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, They have been forced to be much fairer with taxpayers as to what they can and cannot do, and what forms have to be filed, and what appeals procedures that you do have. They're all laid out in the law, and typically they're included in any notice that you might receive. There are a lot of larger companies that are hitting the airwaves now, radio and TV, that sound like they're all promising that everybody can get an offer and compromise. I hate to.
Yeah, we've heard those commercials.
I hate to break the bubble here. Yes, it is possible, and yes, I go through the same numbers that they do to see if you otherwise qualify before you waste a lot of money sending in a form that doesn't have a chance of being accepted. I think the rate, the number of accepted offers and compromise has increased dramatically about the last 5 to 7 years. I think I've read it's around 40% of folks that apply and do it correctly do get some kind of relief through an offer and compromise. But in most cases, if you have any assets or equity in assets and you're gainfully employed, more often than not, it's going to be some kind of negotiated installment agreement over a certain term, period of term.
So, Denson, what is the benefit? You talked about the folks that are on advertising on the radio and TV and, you know, seem to have a lot of mass market appeal, quote unquote.
Yes.
But what's the benefit of hiring you to handle those problems?
Well, I think in my case, I tend to take, I'm not sure if holistic is the correct word. You have to take a look at everything. You have to take a look at the taxpayer's current situation, what their marital status is, whether they're gainfully employed, what their other liabilities are. And you have to take that all into account before you call the IRS to begin the process. They're not, it's one thing to owe the money. It's another thing what they figure that you can pay on a monthly basis to repay it. If you don't have the money under their standards, then we have to discuss another way of protecting them and paying over a given period of time. I think in my case, I'm always, it's always a personal interview with me. We can start out on the telephone, but I always require that somebody meet me in my office and we talk about all of this face to face. You cannot do this over the phone, and I don't think you can do it long distance. Maybe you can, but I doubt it.
Yeah, and this is something that's pretty important. You just don't want to, you know, throw it to chance. I mean, you'd want to meet with somebody face to face and take it seriously. Your website is irsfighters.com. I assume, is that where you want to send our listeners to go to find out more about your services? And is that the best way to get in touch with you, through the website?
It is.
Okay, so
it is.
Denson Pepper, CPA, irsfighters.com. Any parting shots before we move on?
The only thing, I don't know if it's a parting shot, I am always, on my website, I indicate in one part of the website, something called emergency actions. If you've received a notice saying they're about to levy you or a threatening letter of some kind, I'm always available to talk to you on the phone free of charge, and we can discuss all of this and see what the possibilities are.
And then let me get this out there too. The IRS, when they contact you, it will be through the mail. I mean, if you get a phone call and you're being threatened, typically those are scams.
That's correct.
Okay. So
that's correct. They don't do it that way.
Right. So, okay. Good to know.
They threaten you, but through the mail, right?
Yes. Just a different way. Denson Pepper, CPA. Again, the website, irsfighters.com. Denson, thanks for coming by this morning. Great to meet you.
Thank you.
All right, John?
Mike, let's talk about Fairtech. Fairtech is your one source for all toner supplies, printers, copiers, and computers. Whether you need service or repair on your hardware, or you are looking to find the best price and quality on toner supplies, Fairtech has a skilled and knowledgeable team to help you and your company. Contact them today to see how they can help you. They're waiting on your call at 770-582-1188. Fairtech. Great people and remarkable service.
And I always like to give a shout out to Maria, the CEO and president of Fairtech. She spent some time in the hospital over the holidays. So Maria, our thoughts are with you and your family, and get well soon, and we'll see you real soon. Our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio from 180 Solutions, Robert Averett. And Robert, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Mike. It's nice to be here.
180 Solutions, tell us all about your company, what you do.
Well, our company is a full-service remediation company. We really focus on air and surface decontamination. What that means is anything that would affect your indoor air quality, the air that you actually breathe within your home. So many times we go into our home thinking we're breathing clean, fresh air, when really we're not. We get warnings outside that there's a air quality alert, so we go inside, but are we really harming ourselves by breathing the air inside of our home? We focus on treating things such as mold, water damage, and unwanted odors in apartment homes, residential homes, commercial, and automobiles. So we're trying to bring that good quality air to you and your family so that you can breathe healthy inside your home as well.
So it's not just a carpet cleaning company. I mean, you work with the mold wherever that those smells are coming from.
Yeah, anything that's going to really affect what you're breathing and the things you cannot see, that's what we really specialize in.
Are there other companies out there that do what you do? What makes you maybe different from some of those companies?
You know, there's companies that claim to do what we do, but really our focus is when we go into someone's home is to focus on the solution, not the problem. A lot of times those companies just see the problem. They want to just start digging into things, but we want to give you a long-term solution on that. And another thing that we're bringing to the industry that nobody else has is we're bringing nanotechnology to the industry, actually incorporating science into our restoration and remediation. It's something that it's really unheard of, and it's new technology to the Atlanta area, but it's been around about 13, 14 years. But we just saw a real need to bring that into especially the residential market. One thing that we do that's completely different is we do real-time particle testing. A lot of companies will bring in an aerosol cassette, which is very ineffective in measuring air quality. Our real-time particle testing is based off an international standard for what is really acceptable in a clean room environment. And not we can't bring a clean room environment to your home, but we can bring a lot better environment than what most traditional companies offer. One of the main tools we use to treat the air is our BioSuite proprietary technology, which is really powerful and impressive technology.
So, Robert, you're involved in some fairly traumatic situations. I mean, crime scenes, meth lab, cleanup. So something tells me if you can handle those kind of situations, you can handle the typical business owner that might be listening to this program. Talk a little bit about some of what you do there.
You know, those circumstances are extreme, but unfortunately, they happen around us. One of the main problems that people face each and every day, say a homeowner that smoked in their home for 10 or 15 years, and now they try to sell it. The first thing the buyer does is open the front door and they shut it because they don't want to have anything to do with it. We can eliminate smoke odors from, say, cigarette smoke, cigar smoke, a fire damage, in normally in 24 to 48 hours. So the process is extremely strong. And what it's able to do through its advanced photocatalytic oxidation, yeah, it's a big word for me.
Whoa. I know. My eyes just glazed over.
I hope I don't have to spell that.
It sounds impressive, though.
I can't spell it either, but okay. I can tell you all about it. It's a five-stage process that our machines actually use. The first part of that is UV radiation. So I don't know if you've ever seen those little lights that people put in the returns at their home to try to kill bacteria. This has a series of 30-inch lamps with inside of it that zaps just about anything that goes through that. And when those molecules are going through that machine, it creates what's called a hydroxy radical, breaking the components down. As a result, with the proprietary coating that's within the machine that nobody else has, it creates hydrogen peroxide in a vapor form. We've all used hydrogen peroxide, say on a cut, to disinfect something. Well, this is producing in a vapor form that you can't see. So it slowly fills the room up from the bottom all the way to the ceiling, scrubbing every single thing it touches, disinfecting it. And as an end result, it's creating high levels of purified O3. And all this is run through a HEPA filtration, which captures any of the small particles, ensuring that we're going to give you a good, clean start to your home and in your environment.
You mentioned in your last answer a treatment 24 to 48 hours. Is it typically, is that how long a treatment will last? And is it something where we have to be out of the house while you're treating the house?
Yeah.
Or the building or office or wherever the case may be.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't have anything living. That would be plants, pets, fish, humans, teenagers. We can't have them in the structure.
Because we know they're not humans.
A lot of times people want me to get the smell out of their teenager's room. And it's like, well, the teenager has to be removed first. But no, definitely. We always have to remove the source first when treating that. Because we're restructuring the air, the oxygen levels are going to be extremely low. So no, you cannot be in the structure. Typical treatments are around 10 to 12 hours. Extreme circumstances would be 48.
All right. Let's talk about an extreme circumstance that you're telling us before the show.
Yeah. You mean teenagers or crime scenes?
No, crime scenes. You actually had an incident with a decomposed body or a body that had not been discovered for many, many months. First of all, I don't even want to imagine what the smell was like, but tell us that story.
You know, it was a real unfortunate circumstance. This gentleman, he was a pretty large gentleman, and he went and found for about 6 weeks. And after that 2 week period, things start to liquefy and it gets really bad. So all the source material was removed. And about 10 days later, after all the source material was removed, the subfloor, all the way down the subfloor, you could see in the basement, the odor was still so strong, you could smell it from the street. So the brother was concerned that it was going to, the raw cedar in the house, all the contents in the house were all affected. They had some really valuable things inside this home. We were able to go in about 30 hours, treat the basement, the main floor, and the attic. And not only did it take it out of all that rough sawn lumber that was precious to him because he designed and built this house, it got it out of all the precious contents as well. We left everything in place the way it was, the way the odor was introduced, and our process was able to get the odor out. He was completely amazed in how we were able to save his contents for him.
I would think if you have that on your resume, you could probably get any odor out then.
Absolutely. So it clearly you must have to have a license to be able to do the services that you perform the services you perform.
Well, here in Atlanta, we own the licensing to the rights to use the BioSuite process in Atlanta and all of greater Atlanta. And we take education very seriously as well. All our technicians are certified in the IICRC, which is recognized in the industry as what you need to have in order to perform these services. So we continue education, and we continue to also support education as well, educating our homeowners and trying to help out and volunteer in any which way we can as well.
All right, Robert Averett with 180 Solutions. For those that would like to find out more about your company and look into your services, where's the best place for them to go?
Well, they can go to 180solutions.com and they can see how our process really is a lot more effective than a lot of other processes, especially when it comes to mold. We offer a non-destructive mold remediation as well. So we focus in on removing the mold, not the wall.
Great. All right. And 180solutions.com, again, is the website. And you spell out the one and the 80 and the solutions. 180solutions.com. Robert, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
All right. Before we move on, I want to remind everybody we're broadcasting from the Roswell Infinity Studios here at North Point Executive Suites in Alpharetta. And North Point Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need with flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices. You'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. I hate those hidden add-on charges.
Me too.
Meeting and conference space is also available. Their services are second to none. Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta. They also have one of these in Duluth. And see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success. And here in our studio at North Point Executive Suites, we've got some food that we haven't dug into yet, but we will shortly.
Very
and
shortly.
Our guest will as well from the House of Hummus here in Alpharetta.
Right down the street from North Point Executive Suites, right around the corner, actually. Right here on North Point Parkway.
Brought to you from Tom with ChoicesToYou.com. ChoicesToYou.com, they're incredible. I mean, you go to the website, ChoicesToYou.com, and they've got restaurants from all over the place, your favorite restaurants. So if you're tired of, you know, don't want to go out and the weather is awful, like it's been all this week and cold and drizzly and everything, you could stay home. You can contact choicestoyou.com on the website, pick out your favorite restaurant. All the menus are online. And rather than having pizza every time, actually have your favorite restaurant food delivered right to your front doorstep.
And here's what people need to know about House of Hummus. So Yelp.com, that has all the restaurant reviews. House of Hummus is one of the top 50 restaurants in Metro Atlanta, according to Yelp.com. So pick up the phone or get on choicestoyou.com and order from House of Hummus. It is terrific food.
Yeah, and we've had it here before, and it is really good. And the location, as you say, not far. And in fact, our third guest, Scott Childress with Shield and Defender. Scott, you were mentioning before the show, you've been there before and enjoyed the food.
I have been there before. I love the place. My boss loves the place, too. You haven't met my boss, Gretchen, or is her name.
Your bride.
My bride, yes.
Your boss in more than one way then.
That's
gotcha.
Right. I call her boss. She doesn't object. When I call her warden, somehow that strikes a nerve. I know who the boss is.
Well, again, thanks to choicestoyou.com and House of Hummus. Okay, that deep voice you hear, my God, he's making the rest of us sound really bad. From Shield and Defender, Scott Childress. Scott, you're a former police officer, and now your company is Shield and Defender. Your website is scottchildresslaw.com. Tell us what you're up to these days.
Well, I try to help people who are lost in the legal woods who need a guide to get home. They've either had on the metal bracelets or they have a series of yellow pieces of paper we call tickets that are going to affect their pocketbook, their insurance rates, or their livelihood. If they get a hold of me, having been a cop, having been a prosecutor, having been a judge, I was on city council. I've done a lot of things, but basically my whole life has been involved in the criminal justice system in one way or another. I know a lot of local people. I know that personalities make a difference in the outcome of a case. I talk to people. If you hire me, you've asked some other folks, what's different about you? Well, I'll tell you what's different about me. You call me, you text me, you get me. We talk, we meet. if I'm in court, you can still communicate with me. You can text me, and I can, I can't just get on the phone if I'm sitting around, if I'm sort of locked up like all the other lawyers and the other defendants in the courtroom and witnesses. But we can communicate, and I get back to people the same day they call.
We've been doing this show now for several months, North Fulton Business Radio. Right. We've been doing a show over in Gwinnett for 4 years, but Scott's questions are the best questions
I've ever... We've got some great ones.
Yeah, he said, here's the questions I want you to ask me, and some of these are doozies. So I'll just start with number one here, Scott. Is that okay?
Sure.
I haven't been arrested, but let's say I have been arrested. And
I know this guy.
Yeah, now I'm at home. Now what?
Well, now is when you pick up the phone and call someone like me who helps people who have been in the situation you're just trying to avoid. Unless you like the metal bracelets and want more of that and want to be in the place with metal bars in the windows.
And wear those really nice-looking orange jumpsuits.
Oh, they are gorgeous, yes. Aren't they?
You know, well, you don't have to worry about what you're going to wear each day.
They say, orange is the new black. You need someone like me who knows what they're doing. It's like Denson has his niche. You need a pro. If I tell people, if you're having a heart problem, you don't go to a really good foot doctor or eye doctor. You go to somebody who works on hearts. And if you're involved with the criminal justice system, then you need someone like me, whose whole background and 100% of their work is in that area.
John, I'll let you ask question number two. Just please let me ask the fifth question, okay?
Well,
I want to ask that one.
I was happy to leave you with the first one. I've been arrested, so I'm going to leave you with that one.
Oh,
and leave all the doubt in our audience.
I want to hear this story after the show.
That's right. No, so I've been pulled over. How do I avoid getting shot?
Well, I pose that
by a cop.
By a cop. Right.
That's right. I pose that question because a lot of people in the state of Georgia have concealed carry permits. I do. A lot of my friends do. But all of us just want to finish our business, whatever that is, and go back home to our families or go fishing or go hunting or whatever we're going to do, interact with the grandkids, not to be interrupted by being shot by a police officer. So if you're pulled over in a vehicle, typically, or if you're on the street for that matter, and an officer comes up and starts interacting with you, my suggestion, my advice would be to put him on notice that you are armed, that you are licensed. You don't have to do that, but it seems like people are a lot more nervous over the last couple of years in particular. Police officers are getting shot there, having been a cop. If you want to put me at ease, I want to see your hands. I want you to look me in the eye. I want you to talk to me calmly and let me know that you're not a threat to me. So that's what I want to turn around and show to this officer who's never met me before, is walking up to my car, my, so to speak, castle. He doesn't know I'm armed. He's thinking there are probably weapons everywhere. And that's all he wants to do, is finish his shift and go home. He doesn't want to be shot or injured. And he doesn't want to have to shoot anybody else. So put him at ease. Let him know you're armed. Let him know where the weapon is. But don't start reaching for it as you're describing it. Keep your hands. I suggest to people that they open their palms and put them out the window and let the officer, and look at the officer and talk to him in a calm voice and let him know he's pulling you over for speeding or a left turn or this or whatever it happens to be usually. And put them at ease.
Why even bring up the gun, though? Why even if you're permitted, why even bring that up? That would be my question.
Because things could go worse for you down the. For instance, now he wants you to get out of the car, and you have it on your person. I want him to know that up front. I don't know whether he's going to ask me to step out of the car, but I want to keep him at ease.
So full disclosure is better.
Sure.
So. Let's talk about teenagers. We were talking about teenagers earlier.
Love teenagers.
Right. So my teenager just got a ticket. I'm sure you've got a lot of teenagers as clients, right? So they get lots of tickets. So should we just pay that ticket for the teenager, or what should we do?
Well, you can. My suggestion would be to call someone like me. Because as a parent, you want your child to do the right thing. And if your kid's been speeding, typically, again, that's what it is. There are ways to handle the case without having his driver's license, his or her, usually it's a boy. Sorry, guys, but that's how it is usually. Without him losing his license, or in a year or two, they're going to be looking down the road for a job or they want to go to school. And one of the questions that they're going to be looking at your driver's history. So I know ways to have families work through this together. And I typically, if someone calls me, it's mom or dad, I tell them the first thing you can do if you're comfortable with it is go to court on your own and see if you can work something out with the prosecutor to avoid that ticket even being put on their record. If they're comfortable with that and they go on their own, fine. If things turn sour, then I suggest what you have an absolute right to do is to reset the case, then come back to me and hire me or someone like me who will get you through that without permanently damaging your child's driving record or your insurance premiums, which is the other major cost with speeding tickets. And it only takes typically one you get away with unless it's a super speeder. But as soon as it starts becoming a pattern, then you're going to get yiped on through your premiums, and you're not going to enjoy that at all.
We're talking with Scott Childress. He's with Shield and Defender. His website, scottchildresslaw.com. And next question I have for you, and I've heard different answers for this, so I'd love to hear what you have to say. But, you know, when you do get pulled over, and there's a suspected maybe DUI or whatever, and they think you might have been drinking, they ask you to do the breathalyzer, and they ask you to walk the line and recite the alphabet backwards. Do you have to do that, or can you deny and say, I refuse to do that?
I suggest to people that they do nothing to help the officer lock them up and cement their case, because their training is one-sided. So you stay in your car, you lock yourself in your car, you put about an inch or less slit in the window, enough for you to stick your driver's license through. And until you hear the magic words being, you are under arrest, then you do nothing. You don't give the officer any more ammunition to take you to jail with than is necessary.
I've seen videos where the people, you know, they crack the window and they do exactly what you're saying, and the officer does not like the fact that you're not rolling the window down all the way. So you don't have to even roll the window down all the way.
Of course not. No, absolutely
not. You have rights.
You do.
All right. Next question. Go ahead.
You wanted this one.
Yeah, this is the one that I wanted. I'll never forget seeing the blood coming out of that guy. Am I okay? In other words, I guess if I've walked upon a crime scene or something like that, I mean, do I have some, are there some legal repercussions for me? Is there something that I have to do by law if I've seen something like that?
Well, no, there's nothing you have to do by law, but this stems from a call I got from a gentleman a couple of weeks ago who started just out of the blue telling me this story about going to a storage, his storage unit, getting off the elevator on the second floor and walking out and seeing blood everywhere and a body on the floor with obvious head trauma. And it was extremely traumatizing to him. The person wasn't moving. Of course, he got back on the elevator, went downstairs, got someone else and called the police and stayed and assisted them and gave a full statement. But he had some concern from his own standpoint, after talking to some other people, that in making this disclosure and just being a good faith witness, that might somehow expose him to some liability or damage or civil suit or something down the road. And we chatted about it, and I told him absolutely not. He did the absolutely correct thing, and he went on with his life.
Well, let's come back around to the DUI situation. How do I maximize my odds of beating a DUI?
You stay in the car and don't perform any of the field sobriety tests for the officer. And now the law changes once he puts you under arrest. You have to understand, he's doing an investigation, and up to a certain point, he's accumulating facts and evidence that he's going to use against you later down the road. If you limit his ability to gather that evidence, then it's going to help me help you beat the case down the road. But the rules change when he puts you under arrest. Once he announces that, and that's why you ask, oh, officer, am I under arrest? He says, no, I just want you to do that. It's like, well, I'm sorry, officer. I'm comfortable right here. You're making me nervous. I'm not going anywhere. You can give me the ticket and I'll sign the ticket and leave. Or if you place me under arrest, then I'll go with you.
Now, one of the things I think I heard you say at one point, Scott, was use your smartphone, turn it on, record the conversation. Did I get that right?
Absolutely correct. Good memory.
But that, does that not just agitate the officers? I mean, they don't want that. And I hate to say that. I guess maybe the bad officers, maybe. I mean, they're mostly good, of course. But,
yep.
You know, you it seems like, you know, they think, okay, now you're hiding something or you're trying to get me in trouble or something. It seems like you're agitating the situation, maybe.
I have a logic question I've asked people for years, and it's how many sides does a coin have? So, Mike, how many sides does a coin have?
I know the answer you're looking for is 2, but it's actually 3.
The answer I'm looking for is 3, because there are 3, because it's not a flat object.
Head,
it's
tails,
head, tails, and the edge.
Yeah.
Therein lies the truth. So everything that you can gather to help find the truth, the edge, no one should be offended at. I mean, I think it's perfectly nice for officers to wear body cams,
right.
GoPros, because that's going to, down the road, help everyone in the entire situation, including me as a defense attorney for someone, know more about the actual facts and what actually occurred and what sequence and what the tone of voice and body inflection, all that stuff was, to come down to the truth. So if you take your own phone out and create your own record, all you can do is help yourself.
Great stuff, Scott. Appreciate you coming by and sharing all this with us. Give you the website, any other contact information you'd like to share?
The best way to get a hold of me, you can go to the website, but if you want me, you need me, call me. It's 404-610-2125.
And that's 24/7, right?
That's 24/7.
These things don't happen between 8 and 5 typically, right?
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't. Okay. And I answer my phone, and my boss understands on weekends as well. That's right. My link.
Cool. Scott, thank you so much. The company is Shield and Defender, but the website, scottchildresslaw.com. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Mike.
All right,
John.
Scott Childress, our guest here on North Fulton Business Radio. Also, a nice thank you to Robert Everett with 180 Solutions and Denson Pepper, CPA, and his website, irsfighters.com. And Robert's website, 180solutions.com as well.
So, Mike, we are in the Roswell Infinity studios, and Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
All right. Well, we've got some House of Hummus food to get to.
We've got to get to it here.
Yeah. So again, thanks to the House of Hummus for providing the food. Thanks to ChoicesToYou.com for bringing it to us. And we want to remind folks that the House of Hummus is located at 5950 North Point Parkway in Alpharetta. All right, John, I'll see you next time.
I look forward to it.
This has been North Fulton Business Radio here on Business Radio X.